The following is an audio podcast from the Korea Society, celebrating over 50 years of promoting greater awareness, understanding, and cooperation between the people of the United States and Korea. For more information on our programs, please visit our website at www.koreasociety.org. This podcast is brought to you through the generous financial support of the Tongyang Group. In the areas of financial services and manufacturing, the companies of the Tongyang Group harness the passion and creativity of 12,000 employees worldwide to better serve their clients. The Tongyang Group, a global partner for Korean business.
On September 30th, 2009, Minji Kim, traditional percussionist, dancer, and a Republic of Korea 2009 Korean traditional artist in residence performed an evening of folk music on the chango, an hourglass drum at the heart of traditional Korean music. The night's program began with an introduction by Dr. Ju Young Ha, composer and ethnomusicologist, who also provided commentary before each of the three musical selections: a Kayagum Sanjo, a duet for Haegum and Chango, and a solo percussion piece for Chango. Minji Kim was accompanied by Ji Suk Baek on the Kayagum and Lee Kyung Kang on the Haegum.
Tonight's program is called Rhythms to Make the Heart Beat Faster. It will begin with a brief introduction by Dr. Ju Young Ha, who will introduce you to Korean music. And he'll also be guiding you with insightful commentary in between each piece. And we'll end with a brief Q&A session. Dr. Ha is a composer and ethnomusicologist who has experience in both academia and professional venues. He works closely with the Korean Ministry of Culture, Sports, and Tourism to bring Korean musicians to communities abroad. And it is through his efforts that we are able to present tonight's program. I am pleased to introduce Dr. Ju Young Ha.
Thank you. Thank you very much for coming for this wonderful Korean music presentation. And I would like to give you some brief background of Korean music, or some tips how to listen to Korean music, because it's completely different from, you know, the music, you know, the daily life music. I think audience should know about how to listen to and how the music is composed and developed. Now, the first piece I would like to introduce is called Sanjo. Sanjo is the most popular Korean traditional music genre, performed with a solo instruments and then accompanied with the Korean drum called chango. Now, sanjo is developed in the 19th century in Korea, and it grew out of the shamanistic music. The indigenous religion in Korea is a shamanism, and then most of the Korean folk music is developed or grew out of those kind of shaman rituals. Now, especially, I'm going to play the kayagum. This is called kayagum. Korean, most popular Korean instrument, string instrument. It has a 12 different strings, organized from the lower string to high string, and then each string is sustained by the movable bridge. Do you think why it's movable? It's a tuning, right? It's a tuning purpose. Now, the shaman music. It's rather very compared to this instrumental solo genre, rather, because the precursor of the solo instrumental genre, it's rather simple. This simple melodic figure performed to accompany the originally accompanied to shaman dance is. Anybody can read the music notation? Something like this. So this kind of music has four different pitches in shaman music, and then the lowest pitch as a very representative the Asian music. Lower pitch is always performed with a very kind of multi vibrato, like a D. Can you sing? Ah 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 ah. The second pitch is that without any kind of pitch gesture, and then the third and fourth pitch is always coming down. Da, it's like a Western blue, the American blues, the bending note we call. That is the basic melodic material that sanjo, the instrumental genre, is improvising. Now, improvisation. This is the improvisation genre, but improvisation, you cannot improvise out of nothing. You always have to have some kind of melodic or rhythmic reference, right? So a jazz musician, just like a jazz musician is improvising on the Happy Birthday or Summertime tune, that is the melodic reference for this musical genre. Now, another reference is we have a melody. Now, what is the next musical reference would be? We have a melody here, referential, yes, rhythm. Now, Korean rhythm is, we don't call rhythm, we call changdan. Okay? Now, this piece is organized into the several multi movements, beginning with a very, very slow tempo and gradually gets faster and faster and faster. And then toward the end, the fifth movement is the fastest rhythm, introducing the changdan. Now, I would like to give you one rhythmic patterns. Can you, the percussionist, can you come out and then... Jungjungmori. One of the rhythmic pattern that this piece is introducing is Jungjungmori. Jungjungmori falls into the third movement of this particular piece, and has a four different beats. And then each rhythmic pattern comes with some kind of singing sound to it, mimicking the sounds of the drum. Now, dong, da, kung, da, kung, kung, da, kung, da, dong, da, kung, da, kung, kung, da, kung, da. That's the Jungjungmori, which will be the third movement of this piece. Now, can you sing together? Dong, da, kung, da, kung, kung, da, kung, da. How many beats are there? Please. Dong, da, kung, da, kung, kung, da, kung, da. Dong, da, kung, da, kung, kung, da, kung. Play. Dong, da, kung, da, kung, kung, da, kung, da. That's the third movement. Now, I'd like to teach all the movements, rhythmic patterns, but I have a short time here. You want to listen to the music, not, me talking a lot. But I'd like to give another tip for Korean music, that Korean music, especially folk music, we don't separate between the musicians and the audience. Now, which means mean by that is that the audience can freely can join to the performance, people are performing on the stage by saying something, shouting at them. So please, it's not a Western classical music that you have to be quiet. You can, that doesn't mean that you have to talk to, people next to each other, but you can freely express the emotions and feelings to the at the performers by giving some kind of word of encouragement. Word of encouragement we call 추임새 in Korean. Now I'll give you the couple 추임새. The first one is very easy. Okay. But you have to say from the stomach, like, It's like a martial art. It's like, Please. One, two, three. Okay. One, two, three. From the stomach. Now, the second word of encouragement we do is 얼씨구. 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 One, two, three. 얼씨구. Okay. Now, so when you listen to this piece, any of the Korean folk music, you have to say something, right? By participating to the to the musicians. Now, let's practice. One, two, three. One, two, three. 얼씨구. This is the difficulty here that you cannot say any time. You have to. That's why I'm giving you the rhythmic patterns. Usually that word of encouragement comes toward the end of the rhythmic patterns, okay? Now, dong, da, kung, da, kung, kung, da, kung. Okay, one, two, go. Dong, da, kung, da, kung, kung, da, kung. Dong, da, kung, da, kung, kung, da, kung. 얼씨구. Okay, thank you. Enjoy the first piece. By the way, the percussionist today is Minji Kim. Minji Kim was selected by the Korean Minister of Culture as a 2009 New York Korean artist in residence. She's directly from Korea, and then currently with me and other troops, currently on tour in the East Coast. We are visiting different colleges and different venues and presenting Korean music. Minji Kim, and then... G is the local musician. She resides in New York City, and she performs the Gayageum. Thank you. Oh.
Thank you.
very much. It was a wonderful performance. And then I think you are very shy about, you know, encouraging the musicians. Okay, where's the next piece? Another very interesting piece, the following piece it's newly composed piece, composition composed by Master Yongjae Kim in 1980. Now, this composition will demonstrate a lot of different kind of melodic features and melodic ideas from the different regions of Korean Peninsula. Now, do you think only spoken language has an accent? Do you think? Of course not. The music also has an accent, a regional dialect. Now, I'm not a good drawer, but does it look like Korea? Okay. Traditionally, there are different regions of Korea, and this region we call Eastern region, and that we call Seodo, which is the central west, and then this is a central region, and then this one is the southwest. Now, each regions have a very unique, distinctive melodic features and melodic ideas and melodic styles or idioms. Now, this composition will demonstrate each different regions of melody. Now, for example, this region's southwest western region is what we call Namdo in Korean, and then Namdo. I'm sorry to draw this musical notation. Again, the first piece, the shamanistic melodic type. That melodic type, da 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 da. Sorry. Da 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 and di ran di di. Now the first pitch, di da da. It's always going down, sliding one half step down. That this pitch gestures. That is very unique to this southwestern region. Now, we call kaemyeonjo, you don't have to remember that, but it's a kaemyeonjo. It's the type of the melody is kaemyeonjo. Now, let me sing again. Da, it's always going multi vibrato. Da, da, without any kind of vibrato. Da, di, da, ran, da, di. That is the specific to the southwestern melody. Now, the eastern region. Like this. That we call menari. Again, you don't have to remember this. Menari. La da di la da ran. That pitch is always going sliding down gestures. That is the regional accent of this, the musical accent of the eastern melody we call menari, menari. La da, ira, la da, la. La da, ira, la, la, di, da, da, ira, la, da, di. Do you feel different from the first one? No? Okay. Now, the central melody is the Korean song, Arirang? Arirang, arirang, arariyo. That is the central melody, central regions. Now, this one is another Arirang. Ari, arirang, siri, sirirang, arariga, na. What am I doing here? Na. It's going down, right? Na, ne, he. Now, last one, promise. uh, This is the melodic type specific to the Central West, is we call 서도. Again, you don't remember. Now, the 서도, she can demonstrate better, actually. 서도. You hear that? Hear the vibrato. So that pitch is very specific. You have to give a little squiggle lines as a vibrato. Now this composition called Pathos, composed in 1980, the composer is trying to bring this kind of all different types of the regional melody into the one composition. So let's welcome. She's Lee Kyung Kang, a haegeum player. And I'd like to introduce the instrument's haegeum. I'm not going to play it. Just to hold it. This is a Korean fiddle called haegeum. Now, as you can see, the bow, it's unlike Western violin, the bow is trapped in between two strings. See? So you cannot pull out or anything. So when you perform the first string, you have... Can I just... The first string, you have to push the bow. And then the second, to make a sound, the second string, you have to pull down. See? And of course, the fingers, it makes a different pitches. Okay, this is haegeum. Thank you. And also, this piece is performed with the percussionist, Minji Kim. Thank you. So, how do you like the sound of Hegem? It's wonderful. It's very we call sounds like a human voice, doesn't it? Our star of this our performance, she has to change the costume for the last finale piece. While she's changing the costume, the Hegem player Li Gyeong Kang, she will present. It's not on this program. It's a very special a surprise for you that she will perform one of the Korean fusion music. Fusion means the Korean traditional mixed with some kind of Western elements. So you probably heard some the musical background. It's like a synthesizers or guitar sound, and then on top of that, she will perform the piece called Dusk. Thank you. Isn't that wonderful? It's such a gut-wrenching sorrow and then pain and pathos, which are very well suited to this instrument, I think. Now, we're going toward the end of the recital, and then I am waiting for Minji Kim. Where is Minji Kim? Oh, okay, she's right here. I'm sorry, I forgot to close the door while we're performing. The last piece for tonight, the Minji Kim will perform 설장고. 설장고 means the solo 장고 in Korean, simply solo 장고. Now, probably you're wondering, some of you are wondering what kind of instrument. I try to save to the last to introduce this instrument and she's been performing. Now, this is called Changgo in Korea, the most popular Korean percussion instrument, Changgo. Can you repeat? Changgo. Of course, some of you already know, right? And it has a nickname. Why? Because it looked like? Hourglass. So the Westerner, they call hourglass drum, and has both drum heads, left and right. And then it performs in 설장고, performed with two different mallet. The left one is, we call mallet, and a drumstick. Why we use the two different device? It has it because it creates very different sound or musical timbres, left side and right side. Now, Minji Kim loves talk about the material of a drum head. It's traditionally made of dog skin. Not the live dog, I mean, you know. because dog skin has it's according to her, it's very oily, and then it has a very kind of elastic quality to it. So that traditionally they use dog skin, but nowadays they use the cow skin mostly. Now, 설장고 solo is developed out of the musical performers or even the folk music from the farmer's band. Korea is traditionally an agrarian society. It's a farming society. So that, you know, according to the regular farming season, for example, rice planting seasons or the harvest seasons, farmers gather together and perform together to encourage the laborers. So, they gather together and then perform, especially in they form a musical band. Consist of the percussion instruments. Now, this farmer's band called 풍물놀이, can you remember that? 풍물놀이 grew out of developed into the stage version of the percussion ensemble called 사물놀이. 사물놀이 is not at all has any kind of function or within the agrarian society. 사물놀이 is specifically designed or developed as the performance on stage. 사물 means four musical instruments. Simply 사물 means four object playing. Now, from that 사물놀이, now we're just giving some kind of history. 풍물놀이, the farmer's band, grew to be a 사물놀이, the stage version in 1970. Now, not even four instruments. The solo version of the 사물놀이 with the 장고 is 설장고. Is that clear? Okay. It's a good education here. Now, as I said, what was the term, the Korean rhythmic pattern in Korean? The rhythm, Korean rhythm. Anybody remember? Oh, thank you. Gee, I can hear your voice. We call Changdan. Before you go home today, I really, really want to learn one Korean 장단. Can you do that? It's very simple one. And then... And I promise I'm not going to use the Western the staff notation. It's too hard, right? How many squares there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. One of the most popular Korean rhythmic pattern which I'm going to teach you and which she's going to perform is... What's the name of it? Gee, thank you again. Gutgori. Now, I'm going to draw this. Now, this circle with the center is, again, we have onomatopoetic sound. Mimicking the sound of the drum is kung. Can you remember? That symbol is always kung. And that symbol, look like a lowercase I, is kitok. Kidok. Oh, no, no. Donggidok이지. That's the dong. Sorry. Only circle is kung. And this dot is, it's like a rolling the sound of drum. Can you, how would you mimic? How would you mimic the sound? Do it again. It's rolling the drumstick. Now, this is, what is that? Kung. That. Okay, now, it's very simple. Please don't worry about it now. There are 12 different squares. Each square represents the beat. One, two, three, four. One, there's nothing there, so you don't sing anything, right? One, two, three, two, two, three, three, two, three, four, two, three. Can you do that? One, two, three. Two, two, three. Three, two, three. Four, two, three. Crawl up. Four, two, three. Dong. Kido, kung, trrrr. Kung. Kido, kung, trrrr. Can you do that? That is, oh, sorry. That is a kukkori rhythmic pattern, 장단. Now, let me hear your voice. One, two. Three, two, three, three. Don't look at me. Three, four, two, three, go. Dong, dida, kung, darara. Kung, dida, kung, darara. Okay. Now, again, one more time. Go. Okay, now Minji will perform this rhythmic pattern. And then just to compare with the onomatopoetic sound with to the chango, okay? Now without singing, just listen to it first. One, two, go. Does it sound very similar? Yeah, yeah. Okay, one more. Dong gida kung drrrr. Kung gida kung da go dong gida kung drrr kung gida kung drrr. Okay, good. Now, most interesting point of this musical genre called seoljanggo is that she is not only perform with the simple version of this rhythmic pattern, but she will improvise the pattern. Okay. Now, so that when she improvises, then sometimes, you know, if she goes to the too far to improvise this pattern, then sometimes we get easily lost whether she's performing kukkori. Now she's performed the improvised version of that kukkori. Thank you. So wonderful. Okay. I will go away, and then we'll listen to the Seojang-go. Thank you. Oh, let me close this. This time I'll... Oh. Thank you. Minji Kim. What a fantastic performer. Thank you very much. I think we performed everything we prepared today. But there is a Q&A session, right? Jennifer, right? It started right away, or we?
Oh, yes. If you okay. Have any questions for the performers or for Dr. Ha?
Probably you. Yes. Can you performers? Can you come up stage? Where's Miss Lee? Can you bring her? So if you have any questions, ask directly to the performers. She changed the costume. Oh. Okay.
Sorry.
Anybody, please, feel free to ask any questions. No? Okay. Well, that's the, yes, I'm ethnomusicologist, which means, ethnomusicology means you study the non-Western music. And I specialize in Korean and East Asian music. Yes, Korean music. Some people might say that, you know, Korean music is categorized among the Far East, East Asian music, but it's very, developed in a very, very, in a very separate way. And especially Korean folk music is very, very distinguished from the neighboring country. Especially when I give you the little, the map, Korean map, and then there's a regional dialect, that is very unique to Korean music. Anybody?
The wood of the drum.
Oh, it's oak wood. It's odongnam, right? Yes, it's oak. Oak.
And turned.
Oak and turned.
To make it is very hard.
Yeah. I mean, you have to carve it, right? It's a.
To me, this was no different from Dholak.
Oh, Indian? Yes. Tala?
Dholak.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yes, it's a kind of hourglass shape, right? In Indian music. Yes, very similar. Thank you. I think we're done. Thank you very much for joining us tonight. I hope you enjoyed some of the Korean traditional music. Thank you very much.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Korea Society, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from the Korea Society. If you enjoyed it, please consider becoming a member. Visit www.koreasociety.org for more information about memberships and to learn more about the programs available at the Korea Society.